Hi there, Mark Tiley here from The Shore Morning Show, and one of our recent guests dropping in live was Gabrielle, ahead of her concert here on the Isle of Man in the Royal Hall on November the 2nd. And I started off by asking her what it was like to have her very first single, Dreams, go straight to number one.
It was crazy because, you know, for somebody who used to watch Top of the Pops and watch everybody release songs and just be huge fans of everybody else, all of a sudden I've got a song that came out and made chart history, if I remember rightly. First ever song to debut at such a high chart position since the charts had begun. So I was like, wow.
It just was awesome. And it still sounds great. And we play it on the radio all the time. I mean,
and I play it live every time.
So we'll get that on November the 2nd.
Most brilliant. Definitely.
We'll talk about the concert in a minute. But honestly, when you look over 25 years in the business, this... 26.
I'm loving this. I'm loving it.
This business has changed beyond measure, hasn't it?
It's ridiculous. But you know something? You've just got to go with the flow, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's a bit crazy that back in those days, I'd say to people that you'd get fan mail, actually, people writing letters, and now it's these tweets and whatever have you, you know, that you can just be in direct contact with your audience. It's fantastic.
How important now is all this social media stuff for an artist like you?
It is great because, you know, I'm the older generation. It's lovely to see that a lot of people my age are using all these forums. But the fact that I get youngsters to old people like myself, I'm putting myself in the old bracket, and it's so nice to have that instant contact. I mean, what's great is that you always worry about how your performance was, and now you know that as soon as you come off stage, you can read your tweets, you get your messages from people. And so I love that, you know, that communication. It's more instant than it's ever been before, and it's great.
Yeah, you don't have to wait out for Jackie magazine or Smash Hits.
Exactly. Fantastic.
You get it straight away. And you like interacting with the fans on that?
I do. I love to do that. And, you know, if I'm not interacting on Twitter and stuff like that, then I'm there on stage. I've been known to kind of scoop down in my ridiculously high heels, taking pictures with people. And, you know, people talk to me during sets, which isn't great for those who come to listen, but we have a laugh and a joke. And I'm like, no, I've got to sing this song. You can't make me laugh. So I'm crazy. I love the interaction on all levels.
Well, look, we're going to play Under My Skin because it's the Under My Skin tour. Can I play that now? Have you got time to hang on?
Of course.
I know, you, because we're live, and I know you've got an Amazon man coming with something something important. He'll be round in a minute.
But, that'll be fine.
We'll just play this and we'll talk some more in a moment. All right, perfect. Thank you.
When we first met, I didn't know for sure we'd be connected, leaving me wanting more and more. Been given time, given so much time, we had a breakthrough. You stole
Under My Skin. It is the Under My Skin tour. And Gabrielle, this date is the last one of the year, isn't it?
It's the last one of the year. So I'm really, really gutted because I've had so much fun. Yeah, this whole album, going on the road with the new album, the amazing response I've had from radio, from my audience. And it's going to be quite gutting because a long time, as we know, that I haven't been on the road doing loads of shows, and then to have this new material after 11 years and to have such a blast with it, which I've had, I'm like, oh, I'm not looking forward to kind of doing nothing. But I'm happy knowing that next year I go on tour again, doing loads of shows in the summer, and the Rise Again tour in November.
Now, right, it's 20 years of Rise, yeah?
That's right. I can't believe, where's that time gone? It's gone so quickly.
Unbelievable. That's going to be something to... will you do pretty much the whole album?
Pretty much, because, you know, a lot of people, they, you know, they still talk about it, how much they love the songs, that era, you know, the year of... It just reminds them of so many things in their lives, and I'm happy to be to have been a part of that. So, I'm going to celebrate it, and I will be still doing a few new songs there, but it's all about the Rise album and giving people what they want.
Well, we can't wait to see you here, back on the Isle of Man, because you've been before...
Yes. I have been before at an amazing place, and my daughter's godmother, basically, when she's not abroad, she lives there, and her mother lives there, so I'm coming to see Margaret and the family, so yeah, and everyone else coming to do the show, so I'm doing the show for everyone else, but for me, it has a special place, apart from the fact it's got an amazing venue, amazing people, but like I said, my daughter's godmother's
lovely
from.
Well, I've just had a quick look. There are a few seats left, pretty, but not many, and they're on your own, so you might not be able to sit with someone. You might make new friends if you book a ticket now.
Well, the thing is, my shows are always friendly. We have a wonderful time, so don't be afraid to come on your own if that's your choice. I do have people come on their own, and they get looked after.
They'll meet some lovely people. 2nd of November. It is the 2nd of November here at the Royal Hall, Villa Marina. We can't wait. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, darling.
For a moment, my heart's already stolen. Heard it's gonna be there. To miss it wouldn't be fair. No, 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 no. When a woman wants her man, she'll catch him in a way she can. I'm telling you, I got a massive plan. I'm gonna get your boy, make you.
What a great lady. Thanks so much to Gabrielle for dropping in on the Mark Tiley Morning Show with Shaw. And that concert's going to be awesome. November the 2nd in the Royal Hall. Keep popping back for more podcasts right here at manxradio.com.